This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
The next opportunity you have to be smart is right here, right now. It's the DJV program, Friday, April 26th, on the air. A lot of things to celebrate today, a lot of things to talk about. Best stories of the day, as Jennifer Horn proves she's getting started. Victoria Keelan is warming up in the bullpen. Or would you be on the batter's box, right? You'd be.
I don't know baseball terms, so I'm not sure what I would be.
Really?
Jen would have to tell us.
Well,
maybe
she's
the batter's
up first.
Box.
You're up second, right? Exactly.
All right.
Let's go,
well,
Jen.
This story has nothing to do with baseball. It's a little scary. It's coming from my hometown of Los Angeles, but this is a story that we've been hearing all across the country. There's a quarantine order that has been issued for students and staff at two universities in Los Angeles that may have been exposed to measles and either have not been vaccinated or can't verify that they have immunity. The University of California, Los Angeles, that's UCLA, Dougie, where your daughter teaches, said that it went as of Wednesday, there were 119 students and 8 faculty members under quarantine. The exact number of those quarantined at California State University, Los Angeles, not officially known, but we know about these groupings of people because you've got Cal State LA and UCLA involved in this story. Now, the number at Cal State LA was believed to be about 198 people, but again, we're not exactly sure how many are caught up in this. This includes students and staff. The chancellor for UCLA, Jean Block, announced the quarantines in a statement that confirmed one UCLA student has actually contracted measles. And they were informed about that in one of the residential buildings on April 2nd. And so while this student is very contagious, they've tried to put as many people into this quarantine as possible, they say, to prevent the spread. They say dozens of orders for quarantines have already been issued for students who have been at the Cal State LA campus, which is different than UCLA, that's Cal State School in Los Angeles, on April 11th for people who had been in the campus library where they believe their outbreak could have occurred. Any student who had been exposed to a confirmed case of measles who could not provide evidence of at least 2 doses of measles immunizations or lab-verified immunity to measles would be issued a health officer order for quarantine, which mandates that the exposed person remain at their residence. The quarantine person is also required to notify county health officials if they develop symptoms of measles and to avoid contact with others until the end of the quarantine period or until they can provide evidence that they are now immune to the measles. This can take 21 days. It can be even longer than that from the date of the first exposure. So this has gotten very serious. I know in New York City it's gotten very serious in Los Angeles, and one of the places where these measles outbreaks are occurring most frequently seem to be on college campuses, so both UCLA and Cal State LA are taking action to quarantine their students to prevent further spread of these diseases.
So what would you think, or how would you handle the news, the reality of you or somebody you know? I'm just thinking, as you pointed out, my daughter and my son-in-law, both are professors at UCLA. So let's say my daughter, or I don't even have hold that thought, but let's say somebody you know comes down with the measles. What do you do? What do you tell them? What do you know and what do you not know? Because a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, a lot of things that have been said about the measles that are not true, and the focus on the vaccines, because we have done ourselves kind of a disservice when it comes to the vaccine debate. There are many vaccines that we are getting and being told we ought to have that we don't need that are harmful to us. But then there are others that are. But what we have done, thanks to much of the the incapability of the news media to actually give us the news or figure it out, so you got to do it on your own, which is okay because we all ought to have personal responsibility. But the bottom line is you need some vaccines. In this modern era, in this society, as much as it's anathema to me, because I think that a lot of this stuff is part of the whole control mechanism that Big Pharma has on us. There are conspiratorial conversations that go on all the time about what you need and what you don't need. And I got to tell you, even as focused as I am on my health and well-being and my family's health and well-being, I know there are some, like the polio vaccine and the measles vaccine and probably that vaccine that young girls get when they're 12. I forget what it's called, papilloma or something. What's that?
It's Gardasil.
What is it called?
Gardasil is the name of the vaccine.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
That's for HPV some, is what you're talking, yeah.
Yeah. So there are some that are in this era. People didn't get them before. 150 years ago, there were no vaccines for anything. But people lived a different life. It just isn't the same. But then there are other things that come along. For me, the flu vaccine is completely unnecessary, completely useless in my life, anyway. In my world, I have a strong immune system. I keep it strong. I take responsibility for myself. And the problem with the flu vaccine is that most of the time it's not appropriate for whatever flus are floating around. And secondly, the way that they keep it, the drug companies, in order for it to have longer shelf life, have put things in it like mercury and aluminum. They say they've taken them out, and I think they probably have in some circumstances, but you don't know because when you ask the person, you run into the CVS and you run into the Walgreens and you get your shot because I think I better have a flu shot, you don't know what they're giving you. They could be giving you salt water. As far as that's concerned, there's a lot of placebo stuff that happens. So anyway, the point is that if you don't know whether you've had a measles shot, I guess asking your doctor, and I do guess because I don't know, whether having another shot, if you've had one already, should you get another one? Just to be sure, if you don't know. And at what age does it stop having value? My understanding is when you're older, having a measles shot doesn't do you any good, or much good. I don't know. Is that true? Anybody know?
Well, they're still asking adult college students to get them or to prove that they've had it. So
Have you had yours, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay. Victoria, you had a measles shot when you were
I guess at a certain age?
I'm sure I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The unfortunate
it didn't even exist. In the year 2000, it was completely eradicated. So,
anybody who had it.
So, obviously, all of us have had them. Well,
so,
I don't
how
know
did it come
have,
back then? What brought it back? What
because of the anti-vaxxers and because of the big immigrant population.
Well, and certain religious beliefs, too.
Anti-vaxxers.
I mean Hasidic Jews and stuff like that. They're not necessarily just they're not the same as anti-vaxxers, but
in those groups.
Yeah, in those communities, like in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there's a huge outbreak of measles right now, and the state has really grappling with the New York State is trying to figure out how to, you know, they don't want to force
but
this on people,
did,
but
how
at
did
the same
it
time,
start?
It's public
if
health.
If it was eradicated in 2000,
but in the United States, people go to other countries
and
where
they
hasn't been
exposed
eradicated.
To it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and that's why when you have people coming into the country, they bring it with them. In Los Angeles, the outbreaks have happened in the Bradley Terminal at LAX. They've happened at an El Pollo Loco, which is gross, in a neighboring town to me, and then on college campuses. So it's you can kind of do the math and try
just
to figure
El Pollo
out where
Loco
this is coming
is gross.
From.
In and of itself.
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with what they did, but yes, it's just unfortunate for them that the story involves them.
Well, that flight attendant, you know, from Israel that we talked about last week, she's in a coma still. And I don't think
pretty
she's
dangerous
probably going to... Yeah,
again,
but she only had one... She only had one of the two shots that you need. That's why. Because there are like 2 million Israelis who don't have the measles vaccination.
Mm. Well, just about... Did you see the story this week, earlier this week? You know what Cipro is, all of you?
Yeah.
Everybody knows what Cipro is?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So do a little Google search just for the heck of it and see what happened this week. There are scientists who have been working on things that are supposed to help us stave off any sort of bacterial infections. So they've done a scientific research. They liquefied Cipro, put it in a big Petri dish, and just let it sit, because Cipro is supposed to eat up every bacteria there is, kill it all. When the anthrax thing came about, Cipro was what people have. I think I still have some around, in case you had the exposure to anthrax. Cipro is supposed to take care of your immune system. So in this huge Petri dish, which is about a yard long, in the Cipro, they just let it sit and cook for, I think it was a week or 10 days. And because the doctors that were doing the research, medical research, were suspicious of Cipro and what it could do anymore, they then brought some medical news media people in to see what it looked like a week or whatever it was, 10 days after the experiment started. And the bacteria that they were, it was supposed to kill, had already figured out how to get around it. So instead of killing the bacteria, certain bacteria figured out how to, and this is what's so kind of scary. I don't easily scare, and I don't know that I even like to use that word. But you can see, the doctor points out, how the bacteria have found a way to live in the Cipro, or to counter the Cipro, or to whatever it is that happens when you get around some sort of, you have vaccines, or you have medicines that are supposed to cure certain things or deal with certain things. And these bacteria figure out, there are people who think that the bacteria, well, what's the Bible say, the meek shall inherit the earth? The bacteria will inherit the earth, ultimately. It is that's, I don't know if you found it, this is really, I thought it was pretty hair-raising to look at it. So there's a lot of things going on that we need to pay more attention to, instead of worrying about what football player gets picked up by what team. That's a good way to have, I guess, a good side story or whatever. But and I don't think people should spend their lives worrying about everything. I think you should know what's going on.
We all need a good distraction, whether it's football or something else. We all need a good distraction.
Okay, Jennifer. Then I want to spend just a moment talking about something else that happened this past week. The passing of an American who I think is sort of a household name. Although Kara just asked me, well, is that why it's called H&R Block? Because it was founded by Henry? It was. He and his brother founded H&R Block. Henry Block, 96, passed away this past week. He and his brother Richard co-founded H&R Block in 1955. It is the largest tax guidance company, if you want to call it that. Went from a small family business, single storefront, on Main Street in Kansas City, to become the largest tax service provider in the world. So this is a kind of an interesting overview of a guy who really had it together. One of the things, well, let's listen, he's going to be remembered not only for the business he built, but also for his personal values, commitment to arts and education. Here's Brian Osich with the story of his life.
In 1955, Henry and Richard Block took a gamble on a newspaper ad offering income tax prep for $5. That bold move launched an industry that forever changed the way Americans looked at income taxes. Henry Block's entrepreneurial spirit guided the growth of H&R Block to become the largest tax preparation firm in the world. He became a household name, appearing in the company's ads in the 1970s and 80s.
The H&R Block Guarantee. That's number 14 of my 17 reasons why we should prepare your taxes. I'm Henry Block, and I want you to walk out our door with total confidence.
Block retired from the company in 2000 and continued his philanthropic endeavors, including the Henry W. Block School of Management at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, and St. Luke's Hospital. The Marion and Henry Block Family Foundation will continue his philanthropic legacy. That's Newsbreak from H&R Block.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never find another like me.
That's my Taylor Swift impression. How am I doing, ladies? That's the fun of you. Taylor Swift in our musical segment in this hour, one of the contributors at least. DJV Showtime is 24 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara kind of like Taylor Swift. I think all of you do, right? All three of you like the...
I've become a fan, yeah. I never used to like her, but I'm she's growing on me.
Is she?
Huh. Last couple albums, she's grown on me. But I like this. Yeah. I like this song, too. It's cute.
Taylor has dropped a new song and a video as well. The song's called Me. 2 weeks ago, she started posting new clues on her Instagram account with a caption 4.26. That means 4.26, I think. I mean, April 26th. Cleverly, I figured it out. She even launched a countdown clock across her social media platforms, teasing a big event, a big unveiling, a big happening. So after all this anticipation, she dropped her new single. This is what it is, called Me, featuring Panic at the Disco's Brendan Urie. She announced the upcoming music news on Good Morning America during the NFL draft. Explained it's a song about embracing your individuality and owning it. That's okay. It's good. That's something that'll hit home with a lot of people. The video that goes along with it follows her recent floral and pink theme. She's been adding to her Instagram and Twitter feeds with a lot of pastel outfits and pink hair. Taylor Swift and pink hair. I don't know. How's that working for you ladies?
I think it's cute. Yeah, it's better for her than all like the dark and kind of imagery and the snakes and the black leather that she wore in the last album. This definitely feels more genuine for her, I think.
So, in other words, she still has it. Is that what you're suggesting? She's still got it?
Well, the first song is okay. It's cute. I'm not normally a fan of her first singles for whatever reason, but I actually like this one.
I don't know if this is going to be the summer anthem because, you know, we're looking for one right now, but it'll definitely be a hit.
It'll definitely get a lot of airplay. I was thinking the same thing. It's very light, it's very fluffy, and it'll definitely go over well at, I don't know, pool parties and when people are driving around in the car in the summer.
Yep.
Well, what's the... this is the first release for her, by the way, since her album a couple of years ago, Reputation. What is it that... Does she still maintain the image of writing songs about boyfriends? Or is that kind of a passe thing with her?
Well, we'll see. She seems to be in a happy relationship for the last couple of years. She's kept it very private, which is totally unusual.
She's talking about her. She's not talking about a relationship right now.
Yeah, okay. Next up, musically, The Boss, who also is in the releasing new music business. First new studio album in more than 5 years comes out in June. It's called Western Stars. Springsteen's 19th album draws inspiration from the Southern Cal pop records industry from the 60s and 70s. Let's listen to this. It's called Hello Sunshine.
Hello Sunshine, won't you stay?
His voice is getting deeper in my head.
Oh, I always loved a lonely time.
I kind of like this.
This is kind of cool and soothing.
Yeah.
In a way that Bruce Springsteen doesn't normally soothe me.
Yeah. It's Jim Corder at his house in New Jersey. He's got a studio in his house there, Victoria.
He touched it up not far.
In California and New York and the studios there. He says, quote, "This record is a return to my solo recordings featuring character-driven songs and sweeping cinematic orchestral arrangements. It's a jewel box of a record." His wife, Patty, longtime member of the E Street Band, provided vocals and vocal arrangements on four tracks. So Western Stars, Hello Sunshine is this song, releasing alongside the music of video early today, 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Severe weather rolls through Texas and Louisiana, leaving 5 people dead. The system now moving into the mid-Atlantic with strong winds and large hail and a chance of tornadoes in eastern portions of North Carolina and Virginia. 3 people were killed in central Texas when a woman and 2 children died in floodwaters when their family car got stuck. And in north central Louisiana, a tornado tore through the town of Ruston, killing 2 people there. As correspondent Robin Walensky reports, there's reaction coming in to a big announcement that was finally made yesterday.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As promised, a return for the focus of today. How do you do? Hope you do as well as we do here. Most interesting things going on. Not everything, because we couldn't possibly talk about everything, but we tend to yak about things that are important to us. We think are important to you. We'll tweak your interests. And oftentimes what we talk about is what we're surrounded by. That is, I may be on the farm or in Massachusetts, something here grabs my attention. Jennifer in Los Angeles, Victoria in New Jersey, close to New York, Kara's down in Washington. So those things sometimes, not always, but they do bring us a focus on things. So what's your focus here, Victoria?
Well, a bit of sad news out of Boston today. The Boston Celtics announced last night that John Havlicek, one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA, has died at the age of 79. He played all of his 16 NBA seasons with the Celtics. He won eight championships, one in each of the first four seasons of his career. And only two other players, his Celtics teammates, Bill Russell and Sam Jones, have actually won more championships in NBA history. And unfortunately, he had been suffering from Parkinson's disease disease for the last few years. So a lot of the whole Celtics family, the whole city of Boston is really lots of tributes being paid to him and his legacy, and a lot of people just saying what a wonderful person he was and what a wonderful teammate, and that he the Celtics actually called Havlicek the face of many of the franchise's signature moments, and they just so lots of really lovely tributes today to
for those of us who grew up in Boston, the broadcaster for I think 43 years, the fellow that did the games was a guy named Johnny Most. And he had a gravelly voice like this. He did the Brian. He was considered the first homer. Do you know what a homer is?
Yeah, you root for homers. The
whole team. Yep. He was unabashedly a Boston Celtics fan, and he told the story on the radio and on television. He told the story from the Boston point of view, from the players' point of view, from the fans' point of view. He would attack players. He was a very unusual guy. And the reason I tell you that story is because he worked for me for a short period of time. I was running WEEI in the mid-'80s when we had a lot of sports franchises, including the Patriots. But I remember one broadcast that stands out. Kara, I'm going to bet you could find this audio. It was so Johnny Most. Havlicek is on the court, and he was great at grabbing the ball, at taking the ball. He was a great offensive player, and there's one moment when Johnny Most yells, "Havlicek stole the ball!" that goes down in history as one of the great broadcasts. Just the way it sounded. It wasn't the first and last time that he described it. I remember that night in that broadcast, "Havlicek stole the ball!" And then Havlicek not only was a fan favorite, but then he went on to be their television broadcaster. So for a number of years, until he got Parkinson's, he was the television voice of the Celtics. And again, yes, he was a popular figure. He was a pleasant man. He was smart in a street sort of smart way. Do you know what I mean? He brought a sort of every man's point of view to the description of the game. So, yeah, people liked him. I had forgotten that he had Parkinson's, frankly. So, yeah, that was a good, that is something that, one of those things, life goes on, people pass. Parkinson's is a horrible, horrible disease.
It traps you inside your body.
Yep, yeah, it certainly does. It's a horrible, horrible disease. Awful. Oof. So, anyway, something I'm going to do. Today's National Arbor Day, but there's something bothering me that I want to get off my chest in a moment, too. I'd like to have your reaction to it. Today, however, first we'll celebrate National Arbor Day. The earliest Arbor Day in the U.S. took place toward the start of the 1970s. I'm sorry, the 1870s. So, what comes into my mind, Kara, you obviously couldn't, you didn't find the thing. I wish that I'd asked you to get it before
I did find it, but I didn't have an opportunity to play it, so if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead, play it, just to hear his voice.
5 seconds left, Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer putting the ball in play. He gets it out.
He could have a check field.
Yep.
I'm watching this video of it happening, and everyone is storming the court. It's a pretty cool video to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me, it brings back a lot of memories. That was good work, Kara. Thank you. Now, here's your next challenge.
<Uh-oh>.
Excuse me. Whenever the word arbor means tree, there was a group around in the 60s called the Arbors. And they had a song that was called Graduation Day. See if we can find that. That's the first thing.
It's follow that chain of thought. You said Arbor.
Look at that. She followed it that fast. All right, crank this up. The Arbors.
Graduation Day.
Is this a real song?
Yep. It's a big hit.
Terrible. This is really awful.
Era in pop music when there were a lot of these sappy groups around, the Letterman, the Arbors, the Vogues. They all had the same sort of... This is an era in pop music that probably won't be repeated, and maybe for...
What a shame.
We'll remember always the graduation day. Anyway, so this has nothing to do with today being Arbor Day, except that I just thought of that song and that group, and I hadn't thought about them, I bet you, for 40 years. The earliest Arbor Day, though, back to the 1870s, time when Yellowstone, our nation's first park, first national park, was designated, and then a lot of countries around the world followed suit. So today... lots of nations around the world will observe Arbor Day. National Arbor Day, celebrated last Friday in April. Many states observe Arbor Day on different dates through the year based on the best tree planting times. For example, in Florida, it's the third Friday in January. Up in Alaska, it's the third Monday in May. In Hawaii, it's the first Friday in November. But no matter what, it's interesting. I have just purchased 4 or 5 large trees to put around my yard, since many great big hemlocks were destroyed over the winter, this is the time of year we plant this stuff here, and because it's right by the brook, it'll grow fast, a lot of water there and stuff. But the respect that we ought to have for trees, one of the things that most people, if they learned it in chemistry or biology, they've forgotten it by now. We depend completely. Our existence would not happen were there not trees on the planet. And you can say, well, look, trees would be... There's no trees on Mars. There's no trees... And the atmosphere has to be just right for trees to develop. And like humans, there are so many different species, different types. It's like the nationalities or the different... we all look different. The trees have, the deciduous trees, really taken on the role of import that they ought to, because people realize without the trees we wouldn't exist. Trees, the photosynthetic process that allows oxygen to be exchanged with the green of the trees, the carbon dioxide that we exhale in the air is absorbed by the trees, and then oxygen is created. And thankfully, there are more trees on the planet now than there ever have been, even though we do stupid stuff like down in the Amazon, cut the trees willy-nilly, and it affects life in different ways. Without trees, there's lots of flooding. Areas that are susceptible to flooding usually are susceptible because there are not a lot of trees around. So anyway, something to think about. Be thankful for all the trees, and maybe if you can... you can participate, or maybe you find a little tree and you plant it in your yard, something like that. Great lesson to teach youngsters. I wish I was around Miles today. I'd plant a little tree, or he were here. Maybe I'll do that when they're here this summer, because it really is an important thing to understand how we live, and this is how we live. The trees allow us to live. Thank God for the trees. And so I ask you, Jennifer, this week, I believe Los Angeles, or I'm not sure, because I went back into this and I remember it in the corner of my mind, smog and pollution and stuff is still worse in California than any place else. Is that not true of Los Angeles, though, is it?
Yeah, it is. California
is it, Los, is it still? Good.
Yeah, California is the worst state in the whole country for bad air, for smog, and for pollution. And, you know, as someone who's lived in Los Angeles her whole life, yeah, I remember as a kid, we would have days where you would go indoors, right? We'd have, instead of snow days, we'd have smog days, and we'd have to go inside. We wouldn't be able to play at recess or on our lunch break. And I can remember as a kid flying into LAX and seeing that chewy layer of
air. Oh, me too. Oh,
yeah. And then it cleared up. And for the last, it's been a lot better. But I have noticed over the last couple of years, this is something new, and I think it's overcrowding, overpopulation, because the smog, to me, is back. It's not as bad as it was when I was a kid, but I know I'm suffering more from allergies, and that is due in part, yes, to pollen, but also to some of this air pollution. And just yesterday, I was looking around going, oh, it's just gross. It's, in some areas, it is just oppressive. It just hangs there, and on the list of the worst air pollution, it's not just Los Angeles, it's also San Francisco, San Diego, and Sacramento that are leading the nation in a lot of air pollution. So
yeah. I remember I told you, I remember when I first started coming to California in 1990, it was 1993, it was the first winter I spent in Los Angeles, and I've been in out of L.A. probably half a dozen times in my life till that point, and I always remembered, you know, kind of landing through the layers. You could look out the window of the airplane and you could see four or five layers of different color smog as you landed at LAX. And then over the course of the years, as you've just suggested, it kind of went away because it seemed that the whatever they were working on to get rid of it, it worked. It seemed to work. But now, yeah, the L.A. Like, basin.
The last 5 to 7 years have been really bad again. Yeah. Not as bad as it once was, but certainly, I really think it is overcrowding. There are just so many people. The traffic has never been worse in Los Angeles. Yeah. You can't even go anywhere on the weekends without being stuck in it. So I just feel like that's what's causing it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say, that's why we want to have electric cars.
No, yeah,
fewer cars, period.
It takes a while to get there, yeah.
Sure does. All right, Jen, what do we have for television tonight and over the weekend?
Well, let's start with the weekend because there's some big stuff happening, which I think will interest you guys. First, The Sun is back for its last season, and the season premiere happens on Saturday. That's AMC's hit series, not classic series, but hit series with Pierce Brosnan. That's on Saturday on AMC at 9
o'clock. What's it called?
It's called The Sun.
Oh, that's a really... it's
like
a Western.
Yeah.
It's a Western, and it's very violent. And I was very surprised. I saw it on the plane a few months ago, two or three episodes of it. I was quite surprised how violent it was. And he plays a character like no other character he's ever played. So
well, you can see him on Saturday because the season premiere happens then. And then also on Saturday, the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happens. That's on HBO. This year's honorees, just to remind you, are The Cure, Roxy Music, Def Leppard, The Zombies, Radiohead, Janet Jackson, and Stevie Nicks. So you can check that out with some live performances. Tonight on television, there's round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. That happens on ABC and ESPN. There's also a series premiere of Portals to Hell. This one is executive produced by Jack Osborne of the Osborne family, and it's a spooky series about paranormal researchers exploring historical locations that may have gateways to the spirit underworld. They start in Juneau, Alaska at a hotel there. That's called Portals to Hell. The series premiere of that is on the Travel Channel at 10. And then, Dougie, we get a nice new night on CBS of all the good stuff. We get Blue Bloods and Hawaii Five-O. That all starts MacGyver with MacGyver at 8.
I don't watch those.
CBS.
I tend to go to NBC and watch
the Blind Spot and The Blacklist. But you can check out. And
I thought there were two episodes tonight of The Blacklist.
No, it's Blind Spot and The Blacklist. Yeah.
Really?
No fake news here.
Okay.
And then Proven Innocent is new tonight on Fox, and then
that's
of course
the Kelsey Grammer
on ABC.
Yeah. That is Kelsey. There's a redhead in that. I don't know who she is. She's been around for a while. But, boy, is she good in that role. And she manages to best Kelsey Grammer's character running for a state attorney general or something like that. And he sent her to jail, and she was innocent. So she's going after him big time. Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Time for us now, at 53 after the hour, to go through the top five technology stories of this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, but the real research and info is provided by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start at number five, which is a focus on something new at T-Mobile. Yes, it is.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched its money checking account for all the U.S. T-Mobile customers. On balances up to $3,000, you'll get 4% back on interest, which is pretty good. And all you need to have is $200 a month in deposits into the T-Mobile money account. And, of course, that kind of interest rate is usually reserved for savings accounts. There's no minimum balance requirement for a T-Mobile money account. There's no fee to open it. It can also sync up with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay. So you can pay bills, transfer money, and even send paper checks if that's your jam. And you only need your iPhone or your Android device. They are also giving out MasterCard debit cards in case you need to have access to an ATM. Since it's not linked to a specific bank, they are using Allpoint ATMs. They say there are about 55,000 of those across the country. And they exist in Target stores and Circle K gas stations and Speedway and things like that. So it's kind of, the jury's still out to see if this is going to entice new customers to switch to T-Mobile. I don't know that it's something that people will, you know, just because of a checking account with 4% interest, I don't know that that's enough to get new customers in. But if you are a T-Mobile customer, it might be worth looking into.
All right, number four, as we work our way to number one,
is a focus on these airlines again installing seat cameras and what people can do about it.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of concerns that have popped up since it was actually a travel writer who was sitting on an American Airlines flight, and he noticed that when he was looking at the in-flight entertainment system in front of the seat back, that there was a camera there. And that is really how this whole thing started. And it turns out there are cameras built into a lot of these in-flight entertainment systems. Now, all of the airlines say that these are disabled, that the cameras are not operational, but they're also not covered up. Well, I think it comes with the package, but the problem really is the airlines should have covered these cameras up, because cameras aimed at anybody makes people very nervous. So now there are two senators. This is a bipartisan letter that was written to almost every major airline in the U.S., and they want to know exactly what the cameras are being used for and if the passengers are being made aware that there are cameras in the seat backs. No. And the answer to that is no.
No.
So,
not at all.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll have to cover these cameras up. Even if it's a piece of tape, you know, they're going to have to do something.
That'll look professional.
Oh, yeah.
Number three here is a good news story for those who live in Detroit and work in the car industry.
Yes, it's true. Waymo has picked a facility in Detroit to build its self-driving cars. The factory in Detroit is actually currently being remodeled. They hope to open this summer. They say it will create 400 new jobs with a capital investment of $13 million. Now, these are the Level 4 autonomous vehicles that Waymo has been working on for a while. The problem, though, is they've only been testing them out in very flat, sunny regions like California and Phoenix. And so the move to Detroit, they are hoping that they'll be able to adjust to harsh winters and snowstorms and things like that. So we'll see if this actually helps the vehicles, the sensors, if they can see better, because they had lots of accidents leading up to this.
Number two is a focus on cord cutting, which has sent companies sort of into the bye-bye zone, it looks like.
Well, Fuse Media, which is actually Fuse TV, that is the largest independently owned cable television network, they filed Chapter 11 this week. They're blaming cord cutters and declining revenue. They say that essentially they're just not being carried on PlayStation View and DirecTV and all of the non-cable viewing options. They just didn't pick up Fuse, and so now Fuse owes $242 million in outstanding debt.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Number one this week. Listen up, those of you who are silly enough to have simple passwords. Okay.
Well, we talk about this a lot, but it bears repeating. This is a new study that analyzed passwords that have been breached around the world. And the number one most breached password is 123456. It sounds like a joke from
Spaceballs. Tell me what you think of me. Yeah.
So, several other combinations. If you have any of these, get rid of it. If you have Blink 182, that was the most popular musical artist being used as a password. Superman, it was the most popular fictional character. It's 23 million accounts with the password of 123456 have been cracked. Also, Cowboys 1, the Dallas Cowboys, showed up in there. And so, obviously, don't use any of these passwords. Use a unique password with at least three different words.
That's right. Your first, middle, and last name. How about that? 59 past the hour. Good job, Victoria. This is the overview of the hot.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.